Well, let's open our Bibles to Revelation 22. So we're in Revelation 22. And just today, I mean, what a joy it is to just be able to get up here and open up the Word of God with fellow believers, and it's not a hostile crowd at all, and just go through the Word of God. And I mean, it's so quickly we can take it for granted. There's so much in here. We're going to look at Revelation 22, verse 7. And really, just the first part of that verse. Revelation 22, verse 7 is where we're at. So if you're there, let's just read it. The Bible says, and Jesus is speaking. He says, "Behold, I come quickly." That's how we know it's Jesus, because he said, "I." "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book." So we're just going to look tonight at the part that says, "Behold, I come quickly." Jesus said, pay attention. "Behold, I come quickly." So let's pray. Dear God, thank you for your word, and thank you for the message from Genesis to Revelation. And I just thank you that we can go through here. And please help me and help us all to understand your word and to rightly divide your word and to apply it to our lives and to grow as Christians and as believers. Help us to help each other, and be with us tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So he says, "Behold, I come quickly." So it's important. And Jesus said, "I come quickly." This was written, you know, probably 90 AD, so about, give or take, 1920 years ago or something, but about 2,000 years ago. So, has he came quickly? Not by our standards, right? I mean, we think, man, 2,000 years is a long time, but remember, and in talking about him coming again, in Peter, and I think it's 2 Peter, it says, a day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is a day to the Lord. So his time is totally different. He said, "I come quickly." And when he comes, he's going to come quickly. And he can come at any moment. Could Jesus come tonight? Okay, we're all shaking our heads. Yes, that's actually something that's debated, isn't it? And it is. Is Jesus' return imminent? Meaning it could happen at any time, at any moment. We have to be ready for it. Is that what the Bible teaches? That Jesus could return at any moment? And this, I think there is a debate over that, but if you look at the Bible, definitely Jesus taught he could come at any moment, like a thief in the night. And if he could come at any moment, we're going to see what ramifications this has for how we believe about the end times, about the tribulation period, about the rapture. Because this is important. If Jesus could come tonight, has the Antichrist came yet? No. That's right, Bill. The Antichrist hasn't came yet. Has there been the two witnesses in Jerusalem? Has there been the abomination of desolation? No. These things have not happened yet. And so, to say that he could come at any moment is to say that he could come, and when he comes, it would be pre-tribulation. It's pre-trib is when the rapture would be. There's a lot of people out there that say they're post-tribulation. They think Christians are going to go through the tribulation. Well, then you would say that Jesus can't, his return isn't imminent because this, and this, and all these things have to happen before he can come. And so, no, Jesus could not come tonight because we haven't seen the Antichrist or the two witnesses or the 3.5 years, the abomination and desolation, right? And so this really paints a picture, and this is a strong argument for why we believe in a rapture, a pre-tribulation rapture. But can Jesus come tonight? Let's go and look through what the Bible says about that. Let's go back to Matthew 24. And the more I study on this, because really when I became the pastor up here, when I was interviewed by the Berean pastors, and they asked me, what's your eschatology? What's your view on eschatology? And at that time, I mean, that was a big word. I had to think, okay, that's talking about the end times. And then I thought, all the words pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib, pre-mill, post-mill, I didn't know what I believed on that, really. Okay, so I knew that fundamental churches believe a certain way. So I kind of, you know, said, well, I think there's a rapture. And so that, they said, oh, that's pre-trib. And so they kind of figured out where I was. But really, I wasn't solid on what I believed. I just kind of knew that, you know, Bible-believing churches believe a certain way, and that's what I believe. But as a study and going through Revelation, going through Daniel, I mean, I'm much more solid on why I believe that now. And I think that's what, we don't want to just believe it because, well, that's what churches seem to be telling us. but we want to know why we believe it. And that Christ's return is imminent is a huge factor in believing in a rapture that happens before the tribulation, if he could come back tonight. All right, Matthew 24. Okay, and we are in verse 42. Matthew 24, verse 42. Jesus said, "Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." I mean, if I knew the thief was coming tonight at 3 o'clock, and I knew that was the truth, that I would set my alarm for 2:30, I'd, you know, get my gun ready and be sitting there at 3 o'clock waiting, and he wouldn't rob my house if I knew it. But Jesus said, that's not the way it's going to be. He's going to come in such an hour as ye think not. Okay, but he's like a thief. A thief doesn't tell you when he's coming. So he's like a thief in the night. Look at verse 13 of chapter 25. 25, verse 13. Jesus again said, "Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." So again, we don't know the day or the hour. I was talking with Jed. He works over at the with Jesse. What's that place called? Pleasant Hill Grain. And their orders are through the roof. They broke their record yesterday. I said, "Why do you think that is?" And Jed said, most of them are people that think the end of the world's coming in 2012 or something. And so they're stocking up on like water containers that can last 10 years and all these survival type things. Okay, which if it's the end of the world, then we don't need water, you know. But I, you know, people believe, and I think the economy here is going to get worse and worse and worse. So I think people too are saying, let's save up and stock up because, you know, the price of grain could get huge. I mean, everything. So, but why am I saying this? Because people are getting ready for the end of the world, but people think that they see this coming. I was thinking about the 2012 date. May 21st, 2012 is supposed to be the end of the Mayan calendar, and so that's the end of the world. But could that be the end of the world? Well, there's been a movie made about it. People are, so I say no, because it's going to be like in the days of Noah, where people are eating, drinking, marrying, doing all these things. They're not thinking about Jesus Christ coming back or the end of the world, and that definitely is going to be a date that people are going to be stopping and wondering, because the Mayans decided to, they were tired of writing and no one's going to live this long anyway. So they stopped writing their calendar. So we know that he's going to come when no man knows it. Okay, it says, "For ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." Let's go to Romans 13. Just again looking at Jesus Christ and what the Bible says about his return. Could he come back today? Right now? What we said, he so said so far, is that he could come back like a thief. He's not going to announce it. It's not going to be known by men. The Father in heaven knows. Not even the Son knows. Romans 13, verse 11. Romans 13, verse 11. The Bible says, "And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed." So we're getting closer all the time. Okay, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. So we can know the times and the seasons. We can know that the day is at hand. So that's the next thing. The day, what day is at hand? Yeah, the day of Christ's return for his church. The rapture is at hand. So it's right there. So it can happen. That's the next event that's going to happen. The day is at hand. Romans 11 Verse 12, "The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness." So, again, we should be living in such a way because we know this is, we're about done. Christ could come at any moment. Let's go to Philippians 4. Philippians 4. All these verses are talking about the imminent return, that it could happen at any moment. Christ could return. There's not such and such and such and such a thing that has to happen. The day is at hand. That's the next thing to happen. Philippians 4, verse 5, "Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." Okay, the Lord is getting ready. He's at hand. 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 10. 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 10. We're just going from front to back in the Bible, looking at different places. where we see that Christ, his return is imminent. 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 10. The Bible says, and to wait for his Son from heaven. So who are we waiting on? Jesus Christ. To wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. So again, what we're waiting on Jesus Christ, the Son that God has already raised, and that Son who delivered us from the wrath to come. Is there going to be wrath that's going to come upon the earth? Are we going to go through that wrath? We are delivered, it says, from the wrath to come. Let's go to Revelation 6 real quick. So I really want us to have a solid foundation on why we believe these things. Why we believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. Because the next thing is that the day is at hand. He could come at any moment. Not that all these things have to take place and then he could come. So Revelation 6, we're talking about right now that he has delivered us from the wrath to come. Revelation 6, verse 16. This is after the sixth seal was opened up. It said, and said to the mountains and rocks, these are the people that are hiding in the hills, because all this bad stuff's happening when the sixth seal is opened. These men said, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? So there's going to be a day of his wrath. And I mean, here we're talking about from the sixth seal on throughout the tribulation. That's when, for sure, there's wrath. But Christ has delivered us from the wrath to come. And so again, we're not going to be there for this tribulation time. Okay, we see that there. Let's go back to 1 Thessalonians. So Jesus Christ said, behold, I come quickly, not behold, I'll come after these things happen. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 1. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 1. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. And that's about the best description that God could have gave, and so he gave it. I mean, a thief in the night. You can't see it coming. He doesn't announce his coming. It just happens. He's there. That's the way the day of the Lord will come. And when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Not we shall not escape, but they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. So it's not going to take us, it shouldn't take us by surprise. Even though we don't know when it's coming, when it happens, we're not going to say, man, who knew that Christ was coming back? It should not take us by surprise, because we're watching for that. Jesus Christ said, behold, I come quickly. So we as Christians, though we don't know when it's coming, and it comes at any moment, just like Jeremy said earlier, please come. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. That's how the Bible ends, is a beseeching Christ to come. So we as Christians are children of the light, so we're not going to be sleeping, but let us watch and be sober. So we want to look for Jesus Christ. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken, are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. Here it goes again. For God hath not appointed us to wrath. He says it over and over. But to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also you do. So these are comforting words. This isn't like saying, you know, Christ is going to come after you go through a tribulation that's going to be terrible. These are words of comfort, saying we're delivered from the wrath to come, and we should be looking forward to our risen Savior coming back for us. So that's 1 Thessalonians 5. Let's go to Hebrews 10, verse 37. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. So again, that's Christ. He's going to come back. Paul and those first century believers believed that Christ could come back at any moment. And they were looking forward to him to come. And Christians throughout the last 20 centuries have been looking forward for Christ to come. And just because he has not come does not mean at all that he's not coming. Because the Bible prophesies that people are going to scoff and, you know, in 2 Peter and say, where's the promise of his coming? Just what Christ said would happen. Just what the Bible says would happen. Let's go to James 5. James 5. Jesus said, behold, I come quickly. His return is imminent. It could happen tonight. We'd love it to happen tonight. We are children of the light. We're watching and are sober. James 5, verse 7. James 5, verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. So, as a farmer, as a gardener, you have patience for those things. So he's saying, have patience, but when you get the fruit of your labors, when your garden brings forth fruit, it's an exciting time. And this, the day, the coming of the Lord is exciting. And we should be patient. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. It's getting closer. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. So Jesus Christ, our judge, is right at the door. Again, could he come at any moment? He's right at the door. All he has to do is open the door, and he's there. I mean, Christ's return is imminent. Let's go to 1 Peter 4. 1 Peter 4, verse 7. It says, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. So the end of all things is at hand. It's imminent. It could happen any minute. 1 John 3. 1 John verse 3, or chapter 3. And all these, the Bible is saying that it could happen any minute. It could happen right now. Chapter 3, verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. And that's where we have to go with this. We can understand that Christ can return any time, but how does it change our life? This hope that Christ should come should change our life. It should purify our life. Jesus Christ is pure. And as we're going to see, we want to be found doing his work when he shows up. We want to be found where he can be proud of us when he comes and returns for us. So it should purify us looking forward to his return. Revelation now. The book of Revelation chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 1. Revelation 1, verse 1. Looking at Jesus Christ. Can he return at any minute? The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant. These things were going to happen shortly. The time was quick. And again, 2,000 years by man's time seems a long time. But 1,000 years is a day to the Lord. Let's go to Revelation 2, verse 5. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly. Jesus Christ saying that he could come back at any minute to that church right there, and that'd be the end. He told them to repent and do the first works. Go to verse 16 of chapter 2. Jesus said again, repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. So Jesus Christ is saying, if this church would not repent, if they wouldn't do that, he could come right then. He could come quickly. Chapter 3, verse 10. Chapter 3, verse 10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. So again, here we see that he's going to keep us from the hour of temptation that's going to try the whole world. I mean, we see over and over the message of the Bible. There's going to be a time of wrath. We're not appointed to wrath. God's going to keep us from that. But he's going to come quickly. He can come at any time. Back to Revelation 22, where we started. Revelation 22, the last page of the Bible. Jesus again said, behold, in verse 7, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. So Jesus comes quickly. Verse 12, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Verse 20, the next to last verse in the Bible. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. And so from the beginning of the church, when they read these scriptures, they knew, had all the New Testament, they had all these things, they would say Maranatha one to another, meaning, come Lord, quickly. You know, come Lord Jesus. They would always be wanting him to come right then. They knew that he could happen any minute. Okay, so the imminent return of Jesus Christ. This does rule out that we're going to go through a tribulation period. Okay, let's just look at this. If it's a thief, and the thief comes in the middle of the night, and that's Christ's return, and he doesn't come announced, and we won't know the hour that he's coming. Remember, if the good man would know the hour, he'd be up and be ready. Okay, but if Jesus Christ is not going to come before the tribulation, but only after, then would we not know when the Antichrist, you know, comes to power, when these witnesses are witnessing in Jerusalem, when the abomination of desolation takes place, and we know from there it's 1,260 days until the end, until Christ comes back again. Well, then it would be the first time. So we would know the day that he was coming back, right? It would be announced if we just read the Bible, and Jesus said it's not going to be announced. That we will not know when he comes. But if he was not coming before the rapture, before the tribulation, the church was just going to go through it, we would know. Anybody that had scripture would say, hey, there's an abomination of desolation. Look, there's a mark on a forehead. Look, there's the water turning to blood. I mean, these things are not going to be very well hidden, you know, if we take the Bible literally at all. And so you would see these things and say, hey, when did he go in to do that abomination of desolation? Well, it was March 5th. You just count 1,260 days and we know he's coming back. So it cannot be, because Jesus said, he'll come like a thief in the night, and the thief does not announce. Okay, again, the Lord is at hand. The message is that Jesus Christ, the next thing we're looking for, we're not looking for who is the Antichrist and where's the Antichrist, because it doesn't say the Antichrist is at hand, but the Lord's at hand. That's who we're looking for. Okay, Jesus didn't say, look for the Antichrist, look for these witnesses, look for when Israel flees to the wilderness, look for these. He said, look for me. We're watching for him. That's the message of the Bible. We're watching for Jesus because he can return at any time. We're to watch and to be sober. I talked to a pastor from the Mennonite church today just because I wanted to see, because I grew up in the Mennonite church, but I never heard a sermon or never heard anything about, you know, Jesus, other than maybe a general Jesus Christ is going to return sometime. Okay, but if they were pre-trib, if what where they were. So I talked to this pastor, and he said they're pan-millennialist, I think, which means pan means everything. So anything can go. If you could be, you know, believe in a millennium, not believe in a millennium, think it's before or after. Basically, they don't have. That's why. So I said, was I just not paying attention when I was in church, or did I? They probably not preach on this. He said, yeah, they don't really talk about it. And so, other than I just had a general idea that Jesus Christ was going to return sometime. And in that church, and in a lot of churches, they don't touch prophecy. Because basically, you know, anything goes, you can believe it, just maybe believe that Jesus Christ will return. But the Bible, if we take it seriously, take it literally, and even here, I mean, look at verse 7. Behold, I come quickly, blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. I mean, we're blessed in chapter 1, verse 3 of Revelation, we're blessed to read and keep this prophecy of this book. So it's ridiculous of us to ignore it. It's one of the 66 books of the Bible. It's the last one. A lot of times at the end, a lot of stuff's wrapped up, and we see a lot of the things wrapped up here, that all these issues that began back in Genesis, we see how they end in Revelation. But we are looking for Jesus Christ at any minute. His return is imminent. And if his return is imminent, and most people agree with you that he could return at any time, then what they're saying, if they actually think about what they're saying, is they're a pre-trib. They're a rapture person. They're a pre-trib rapture, because if his return is imminent, there's no other choice. Other than just say there is no such thing as, you know, 1,000 years. They could say Revelation means nothing and Christ is going to return at some time. But if you take the Bible seriously and you say his return is imminent, you're saying you believe in the rapture before the tribulation. Okay, why does all this matter? Because it purifies us. If we're looking for Jesus Christ to come, it helps. Let's go to Matthew 24. It helps us in our daily life. It should motivate us, knowing that Jesus Christ can return. That's why he didn't say, like the Mayans do, that the end of the world is May 21st, 2012. Christ didn't put a date out there. He can return at any minute. So Matthew 24, let's start with 42 again. Matthew 24, 42. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good men of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom the Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give him meat in due season? Blessed is the servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. It says, blessed is that servant that when his Lord comes, he finds him doing good. And he said, I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. We want, when Christ returns, and it could be this very minute, the next minute, Christ could return, we want him to find us thinking good thoughts, doing good things, and investing in the kingdom. Blessed is that man, that servant. But and if, in verse 48, but and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's pretty pointed. What's going to happen to that servant that says, Christ is not returning, and Christ comes and finds him doing, you know, whatever he wants in the world. We should be living knowing that Christ's return is imminent, could happen any moment, and that should make us do his will and spend our time always thinking that Jesus Christ could return. That's why he probably left it that way. So otherwise we'd know May 21st, 2012, and we'd just say, well, I'm going to do whatever I want, and I'll repent on the 20th, and then I'll be fine. So, but Christ could return at any moment. His return's imminent. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word, and I thank you that just the joy it is to study it, and the joy it is to look at how you put it all together. Lord, I do pray that we can be working right now and be children of the day and of the light, and we're looking for you and watching for you. We're sober, and that you would return and that you would find us doing your will. And Lord, if there's anybody here that is not and knows that they are against your will in some area of their life, they can repent, they can turn from that and ask your forgiveness, and we know you're faithful and just to do that. And Lord, at every moment in our lives, may we understand that you could return in an hour that we least expected to live our lives, so we can be proud, we can be happy to see you come and joyous at seeing you come, Lord. I pray for everybody here tonight. Help us to get home safely. Bless our conversation after this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.